This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They lost the game, but he won her heart. Sal in Canton, Texan. Aw. Fair or foul, proposing after your team loses a top 25 rivalry game on your home floor where you blow a halftime lead. The headspace thing that John talked about, that's what I can't get over is, look, as long as they're happy, that's all that matters. But to lose that game and then to flip the switch into joyous, celebratory...
I was always very jealous of teammates who could compartmentalize, and there were guys that could leave the locker room after a loss and just go on about their daily lives. And I was somewhat jealous of that because a loss would stick with me, not just that night, but for days.
Golden is a new player here. He has no sense of the rivalry. But isn't that an issue, though? Like, don't we talk about, hey, you got to take these games seriously?
It's the life of the transfer portal. It's the new age of college athletics.
Texter says, maybe thinking about the game and the proposal was the problem. I don't want to go that far. He played fine. He wasn't the guy. He scored 20 points.
Yeah.
And he had some tough baskets. This one says, some things are bigger than basketball. It's only the regular season.
That's a tough one. Because, yes, there are. And this is certainly a life-altering moment.
Vlad invited friends and family, some coming far away. This was a planned event. You can't just call off. The topic is going to call his question into character, and that's not fair to him.
From what I read, his character into question.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to question his character. If he had a plan for Saturday, why bump it up?
Because I had read Saturday was the plan, and for whatever reason, he wanted to do it.
And maybe somebody had to leave early Saturday. Sure. He wasn't going to be able to do it. And in that circumstance, sure, fine.
I understand.
Go for it. Now that you put the context of this is a couple of hours after and it's not a full arena.
But why there?
Well,
they met in Florida. There's not like a specific affinity to Michigan.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously basketball is a huge part of his life.
Of course.
It's going to be a big part of their lives probably moving forward. So,
Okay.
I understand the place, but that's why I said, why, you know, if you're doing on Saturday, I'm sure he could get into Chrysler on Saturday and have a.
I mean, I'm sure there's a really nice restaurant, or somewhere
I don't
else.
I don't have any issue with him doing it. I mean, I've had teammates do it at stadiums or in the big house, but not with a, you know, not on game day.
How about this text? Buddy sent this to me after the game. Quote: I know we lost, baby, but I can't lose you too.
Aww.
Anyway, Jim, go back on vacation. This is the topic you bring up. Who cares how they got engaged? You're looking for negativity. Okay. Speaking of the vacation, I had a great time. I don't need to make it negative. But I did learn that I'm tougher than John Jansen.
Oh, did you?
I went swimming with stingrays, and I was telling you the story about it, and you go, I wouldn't go in the ocean.
Nope.
That really surprises me.
I used to. I had a bad experience one time when I was snorkeling, and I got swarmed by fish.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then you look up, and there's like, you know, there's the bigger fish looking at all the little fish, and you just don't want to be mistaken for for one of them.
But John,
I just, you're a pretty big fish.
I don't like
the feeling of being in that environment and being without any tools to defend myself.
So you'd go with a spear, though, maybe.
Yeah, maybe if I had a spear gun.
Yeah,
that
maybe
would be
then.
Awesome. Yeah. Hand-to-hand combat. Yes. See, in that environment, you are at a severe disadvantage, even if you have a quote-unquote tool.
Hand-to-fin combat.
Yeah.
Hand-to-fin, yes.
But these stingrays, I went to the Cayman Islands, and they have the Stingray City there and some other sandbars around it where they come up to you, these stingrays. They've been essentially, I wouldn't say domesticated, but they're used to humans. So they'll come up and they want to be there. They expect you to pet them and touch them, and they get fed, and they are harmless. John?
For the most part, you're right.
I didn't feel like I was in danger at any moment. I know Steve Irwin.
Yeah, tell that to Steve Irwin.
Only takes one spike.
That's why I said largely.
Only takes one stinger.
But I went and saw the stingrays. Yeah. I went and saw Bioluminescent Bay, which is like straight out of a Disney movie.
That's sweet.
Late night, when it's dark waters, they've got these plankton that'll light up when you move your arms or snap your fingers or clap your hands. And it's there's only like five places in the world you can see it.
That's
so
cool.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
I saw
did
that.
Did you guys take any video of that?
They're not great. I have some photos, but you have to move. It's like blurry because you have to move to get the lights.
Yeah.
The plankton to light up. So you
tell your wife to move. And you take the video, or she holds the video and you move. Like, there's a way to get this done.
I know there is. And there's some great videos online. But the stingrays, the light up plankton stuff, we saw some starfish or whatever, snorkeling. I had a great time. I'm refreshed, recharged, ready to go. Excited to be here. I did watch US Canada. I know that was a question.
I figured you
would.
Both of
them? Both.
Okay, good for you.
They had... Okay.
Two games?
When you're on vacation, you do the things you like. I like watching hockey.
But you can't do the things you do in Cayman Island every day you're here. Like, you got to go enjoy where you're at while you're there.
It's the nighttime. I've got frozen mojitos. I've got the game at the bar. I'm having a good time.
And here's where I think it goes from I understand to perfectly acceptable. Your wife might be a bigger hockey fan than you are.
Yeah, potentially.
I mean,
yeah.
You've talked about the stories of her going to the Frozen Four with her dad. That's something that she did even before she met you.
They would drive. She grew up in West Michigan. They drive out here to watch Red Wing games.
Yeah, so especially if it's something that you are both into.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Beat some Canadians in cornhole, repped USA. It was a good time.
Yeah.
I started and have caught all the way up to Severance on the plane rides. Are you
I paused season two because I felt like I wanted to rewatch season one because there was a big gap in between both seasons. So I put it on pause for the moment, but I'm a huge fan.
This might be one of the more exhausting conversations I have heard all across airwaves and with people in regards to watching a season. Now, if I like a season, right, I'll watch it again just because out of pure enjoyment. Watching Jack Ryan on Amazon, like I've watched that every season multiple times, but to have to watch it because you think you missed something, people watching a show and then being like, oh, I got to go watch it again or a third time. Like if you got to watch it that intently,
you don't have to. And I did do like a recap. There's like a 15 minute, like you can find a recap of season one and watch it all in 15 minutes, but it's such a cool show that I really wanted to make sure I understood what I was watching the second season. So I paused it so I could just make sure I understood what I already saw. Because it was a while. It was like over a year ago.
These shows,
season one,
they come out.
Like, I just don't remember.
And then it takes forever for the second season to come out. So I didn't watch season one. But when you have basically 4+ hours of flights each way, a little downtime at the airport, I am all caught up.
Yeah,
and
cool,
I totally get the hype.
It's a good show.
John, I know you haven't started it.
No. Okay. No. I probably won't. It's going to be one of those where maybe down the road, if there's 4 or 5 seasons, I'll pick it up and see if it grabs hold.
Innies and outies and
not belly buttons.
Belly buttons.
Oh,
so the concept, without spoiling anything, the way the show is set up is there are people who choose to be severed, and what that means is when you go into work, you don't remember what happens when you come out of work. You have your outie, the person who lives outside of work. And when you go into work, a switch gets flipped in your brain. You have a surgical procedure. You have someone who just does the work inside.
So it's sci-fi.
A little bit, but it's
yeah, see, no, you go down the sci-fi road, and unless it's Star Wars, I'm out.
It's not.
Like I'm
Star
with you
Wars
there, but
sci-fi.
It's not. It's not like that. It's not like because I'm the you say sci-fi. I'm like, oh, that's not my genre.
Thriller,
but no,
thriller
this is
the
yeah.
genre. It's considered. It's a thriller. Mm. There's mystery.
He's not going to watch it.
No,
just don't waste
anyway,
your time.
Well, sorry, everybody.
1923 came back out. I'll watch that one first.
248-539-9797. Some ticket text coming in, 248-539-9797. People surprised that John won't go in the ocean. That's 8 notches down the toughness belt, Jansen.
So be it. Just not comfortable.
The ocean has jellyfish. No, thank you. I'm with John, Kevin, in Gross Point.
Mm-hmm. They're going to sting you. You don't even see them.
They're gross. You're not going to get stung.
One time I was scuba diving in Hawaii. I got run over by a school of tuna. I was flipping around the water and I actually thought I was being attacked by sharks. I barely made it to shore. Cuts all over my arms and chest.
Yes.
Wow.
And the salt water did not make me feel any better. That was my last time in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will say this. I have not projected my nervousness about going in the ocean onto the kids. Kids Good. Love going in there. They swim no matter where they are.
John, you won't go in the ocean. Do you put on elbow pads when you go rollerblading too?
Can you picture him rollerblading?
Yeah, I'd be 8 foot tall.
Yeah.
So, John.
I was just going to say, John, put your helmet on like Doug when he goes in the ocean.
Oh, God. So, John is only a badass with animals on land and when he's armed. Got it, Eric in Bloomfield.
No, freshwater. I'm all about freshwater. Okay. I go swimming in anything in freshwater. There's not going to be a walleye that eats you.
See, I don't like freshwater. See? I don't, I mean, I go in it, but I don't like a small
You're
lake.
So lame.
I don't like seaweed.
I don't mind seaweed at all.
Ugh.
Jim, you're not giving the experience at Bio Bay its true justice. Apparently, it only happens when it's locked in with the lunar cycle. So only on clear nights do you even have the option of seeing these little light up stuff in the water. Mm. More ticket text. If you both want to watch hockey, great. That's your choice. You're on vacation, Dave and Warren. As long as both parties are happy, that's all that matters.
You. I don't care what you do.
Thank you. 248-539-9797. All right, we are going to get back into sports coming up at 8:35. The Wings weekend that was, they blew multiple two-goal leads. They split over the weekend. And one member of the show is concerned about their ability to make the playoffs. Coming up next, I want to know what I missed. I shared a little with you. What was Stoney like?
Oh. Not sure we have enough time.
We'll do it next, 97.1.
When it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants Bankers are attentive. They're going to take the time to get to know you and build a financial plan that fits your unique situation. It's exactly what they did for me, and they have been willing to modify it multiple times over the course of my relationship with them. When you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well, and they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One member of the show has some doubts about this Red Wings team. Will they make the playoffs? Split over the weekend. Nearly a disaster both days. We'll get to it at 8:35. I am back from vacation. I learned that after swimming with some stingrays that I did something that John Jansen wouldn't even do.
Yep. I think it's very clear. I understand my limitations, and I'm okay with those.
They did tell me the stingrays are kind of cat-like, John.
Well, so, yeah. So you felt that one.
Yes.
Missing Roomba. And
getting still some of that. Anyway, I do want to know what I missed. The biggest thing I missed being out all last week. Some ticket text first, though. This one comes for Heather.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. I like Heather, but what a snob. Can't get married after a basketball game. Mm-hmm. Jim can't watch hockey on vacation. Take it easy, Your Royal Highness.
You can do whatever you want. Obviously, this kid can propose wherever he wants. I don't really care, but I wouldn't choose to do that if it was me. That's all I'm saying.
I'm liking Royal Highness versus Bridezilla. I am.
More uppity.
Royal Highness also is what they used to refer to Princess Leia as. Yes, Your Royal Highness.
Is that a bad thing? Yeah. I've never seen Star
Depends
Wars.
Depends on which way you look at it.
Okay.
I like Leia. Yeah. And this one says, John, you have to watch Severance. I know you won't, but you have to.
Well, maybe someday.
Someday.
Someday when I have the time to...
You need time. It's one of those shows, like, you can't have your phone out. You have to be paying attention. Right.
Well, it feels like it's one of those shows where you, like you said, you can't have your phone out. You need to be mentally invested.
Yep.
You do.
And I don't think I have that energy right now to be mentally invested in something that I have to think about.
So what's the biggest thing I missed?
Well, I think on the surface, the biggest one was Stoney's comparison how do I best say this? The way that he described Javi Baez and him being on the roster and still being here, where he compared it to something that smells in his house and he bought and paid for this, why would he continue to allow this to still be in his house? So you get the connection.
I thought he crossed the line.
What did he say?
And that was probably why it was a Stoney highlight. He compared it to what comes out after taking a number two.
Why does it always?
But he said like, but he said it very descriptively.
Why are you all avoiding saying it?
Because I think it crossed the line. I'm gonna look. This is. I don't think very highly of Javi at all. I think he's the worst free agent acquisition in history of Detroit. But I'm not gonna go that personal.
What is it with Stoney and poop? Like every.
That's a.
Am I wrong?
No,
I had someone tell me that he did a topic about pooping in front of his wife.
Well, no, the topic was. if your spouse is in the restroom, do you go in there and use the bathroom while they're at the sink?
Right? That was the topic. Okay. And it was that more was about. Peeing, and then it turned into other
Then
topics.
Yeah, then took it to another level. Yeah, I think maybe the enduring memory that I will have from last week, the 5 days that Stoney was in, was the topic that came up regarding Olympics.
Okay.
And playing for another team. Kyrie Irving was the genesis of this topic because he wants to pay for Team Australia in 28. He's obviously won a gold back in 16 with Team USA. He holds dual citizenship. Mm-hmm. Won't go through the whole thing, but he wants to play for Team Australia in 28. He's going through all the paperwork and it still has to be approved. It's not like it's not a rubber stamp. And Stoney made the reference that his great, 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 great grandfather is from Russia. So if he wanted to, you know, go and play in the Olympics, that he could, you know, compete for the Russians.
Okay.
And then it was him. I then said, well, can you speak Russian? Because we know he can speak French.
Right. Yeah.
And his rendition of reading, we don't have that, do we? No. Of reading text messages with a Russian accent. I enjoy a good laugh in the morning, as everybody knows. But Stoney, this is the one time where he was laughing so hard he couldn't breathe, and it looked like he was brought to tears.
His face was bright red. Yeah, there was his his
he was
eyes
tearing
were
up.
Yeah,
it was watering
watery.
Up.
Strong.
It was even better than that though. Mm-hmm.
I actually think the highlight was something that I've never seen before. John got absolutely crushed on Ticket Text.
Yeah.
For his opinion, we talked about,
that's a nice change of pace.
Quote, your parking space. Yeah, it had to happen the week you're gone. Your parking space at work, is that your spot? And John, very adamant that people should not park in his spot in the mornings. But where it went just
because there's never anybody here.
But if there was somebody there, that you then revealed that you would back in and park so close to them that they might not be able to get out or make it a hard time to get out.
Like how close would I climb through the passenger side to get out type of thing?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. But most of the time too, like if somebody is in that spot, it's somebody who's left their car there overnight and generally they're not leaving until later in the day anyway. So it's kind of all lost on everything.
But people thought you were a jerk.
Yeah, DB came up so many times. Like, yeah. I've never seen John get just attacked like that. But we all have a little bit of that kind of stuff in us out of spite, right?
Sure, yeah.
You finally found John's.
Yeah, you get to know me enough. There's something you're bound not to like.
And this is a reminder. You guys are allowed to send those texts while I'm here as well. You can send those to John all show long, 248-539-9797.
Good luck with that.
Let's get to Heather's news.
This is a really cool story. Shortly after arriving in Lakeland, Tarek Skubal walked into the clubhouse with a gift, a surprise gift for Jake Rogers. It's a gift, a gesture of appreciation, I guess you could say, of gratitude. Skubal handed him this box, and in the box was this like custom Rolex, which is very cool. It sounds like they each had matching Rolexes, perhaps, and they're engraved to commemorate the Cy Young season.
Yeah, it's a great gift.
Yeah, a really great gift. And what's cool is like, you know, he talked about like, gosh, oh my gosh, this is the most expensive thing I've ever owned, like that I wear. Should I wear it? Or do you like just keep it in the box so it stays? But he's been wearing it every day. Like it's something he says, you know what, I'll wear it with my Birkenstocks and I don't need to dress up to wear this watch. I'm going to wear it every day.
He did bring up something that was interesting because it's obviously, it's very meaningful to him.
Yes.
And I think it's a great gesture by Tarek Skubal showing appreciation for a guy that caught every single game of his Cy Young season. But he recently got engaged.
Yes.
They had engagement photos.
Yes.
He wore it in that.
I heard that he wore it in his engagement photos.
He was worried that it might take away from
her ring. Oh, no. Nothing will ever take away from the ring. That's like, I mean, besides the couple, that's the highlight of.
Yeah.
Right. That's what you're not showcasing their ring. It doesn't matter.
I wonder if he asked her at Joker Merchant Stadium.
Yeah,
after
probably.
After to their rival.
Right there on the field. Probably.
The Phillies.
But it's pretty cool. It's a really nice gesture. I thought it was a really sweet story for sure. The University of Arizona issued an apology after fans kind of sang out this unacceptable chant directed towards BYU. I don't even need to tell you what the chant was. You can look it up if you'd like.
Didn't this happen during the football season at some point too?
Oh, it very well could have. I don't remember if it did, but it could have happened. This followed their game on Saturday night. So following the game, Arizona's athletic director did release a statement and said, on behalf of the University of Arizona Athletic Department, we apologize to BYU, their student athletes, coaches, and fans. This chant is not reflective of who we are and should not have happened. Which I think most people would agree with, except the people who are chanting it. Sad story. A 19-year-old woman from Dearborn Heights was killed in a shooting that police say stems from this road rage incident that took place on Friday night. So police believe that the suspect, the shooter, cut this woman off while she was driving, and she was trying to then get his license plate information, maybe to make a police report or whatever she was going to do. So she was following the suspect, and after the suspect turned down this different street, he fired some shots. One of the bullets entered the victim's vehicle through the windshield and it fatally struck her. There was two female passengers in the car as well with her. They were uninjured. But following the shooting, the Detroit Police Department said there was a barricaded gunman incident related to this shooting. They do say they have three people in custody. Let's see. A 60-year-old man was arrested after allegedly stealing a purse and carjacking a vehicle in St. Clair Shores. Happened last Friday morning at a Kroger. There was a woman who probably was going grocery shopping, got out of her car when a man approached her and tried to grab her purse. There was this big struggle in the parking lot. A bystander intervened and the man wasn't able to get the purse, but another bag this woman had took off with another bag. Then he entered the driver's seat of a running vehicle, a different vehicle. There was another man in the passenger seat, but this guy took off, drove the car. The two got into a fight inside the vehicle at a gas station. And that's when the suspect was able to take off on foot, was later found inside a Walgreens next door to the gas station. Sounds like nobody was injured, which is the good news, and the guy was caught, but very terrifying for sure. And finally, it's only been 2 weeks since Taylor Swift got booed at the Super Bowl, and she is still feeling some of the effects. So she lost over 144,000 Instagram followers This is all according to some sports gaming site. And it probably doesn't matter to her. She has 282 million followers, so she might not even notice when you lose that many. But Travis Kelce gained a lot of followers following the Super Bowl, 12,000 followers. He has 6.7 million. And what's crazy is that the two don't actually follow each other on social media. Taylor Swift doesn't follow anyone, and he doesn't follow her.
Well, Taylor Swift probably isn't the one that manages her account.
I would imagine not, but
yeah.
But also, does she have her own like private account somewhere?
Oh,
well, I
she's
don't know.
She's got like, her own.
Because
what do they call
you're that mega celebrity, yeah. Like if just because you're a mega celebrity, you can't have your
account.
Own. Yeah, like you'd still want to be on social media, right?
You would think. Although for her, I could see not wanting to.
Yeah, well, yeah, to do anything with it.
Well, that's maybe why she has her own, like, secret account.
Secret account. All right. Heather.
I don't know. I just don't want to be on
social
media.
What would her secret account name be?
The Swifties
are on it.
Taylor
Twift.
Exactly.
No one will ever know. All right, coming up next, the Red Wings split over the weekend out of the break. Not a great first impression on Saturday. They saved themselves on Sunday. One member of the show has some doubts. Is this actually a playoff team? It's 97.1.
We've got some great moments coming up in sports, and America's favorite place to watch all these is Stadium Swim. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino. You can catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience absolutely built for us. The sports fan, chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino. It's in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Edge of your seat. Patrick Kane saves the day. They avoid back-to-back disasters. Every point is going to matter for the Red Wings. John, out of the break, you have seen some things that have you concerned.
Yeah, you lose a two-goal lead in the third period both times. Now you're able to come away with a win yesterday, but some of that's because Anaheim missed an open net. And it could have been disastrous. So, we are, you know, I know from 10 to 2, they talk about where's your 51. And my 51 is that they still make the playoffs, but I am very cautious because Ottawa's right there at 62. Now, both of them are in the playoffs if the season were to end today, and they win the tiebreaker over Columbus. But Columbus and the Wings will play Thursday and Saturday. I think Saturday is an appointment viewing because of the scene that it's going to be in, and people say, oh, well, it's in the horseshoe. It's going to be an outdoor hockey event. It's going to be awesome. The uniforms are going to be cool. It's appointment viewing. But it's also appointment viewing because it matters so much in the point standing because Columbus is right there at 62, right behind where the Wings are. And it's a tight race. You go all the way down four or five spots and, okay, yeah, you've got three teams that are deadlocked at 57 between the Islanders, Canadiens, and Flyers, and you get yourself a seven-point lead on them. But as we saw last year, 9 points isn't safe, let alone seven.
So you say you're at 51%, but you're teetering a little bit, right? You're starting
sure.
to, I don't know.
Well, I was really hoping, and we all wondered, okay, Dylan Larkin, Lucas Raymond, how are they going to make the transition from, you know, playing in the Four Nations and being back, and Lucas was back before, you know, Dylan Larkin was, but it felt like, okay, they hit the ground running, right? They built themselves a lead, and when you lose third period leads, especially like that, and then you lose the first one in overtime, it does give you pause in regards to what is the possibility for this team because Steve Yzerman waited so long to make the coaching change. They dug themselves a huge hole. They didn't have to be in this position. Now, who knows? If they hired Todd McClellan 2 weeks prior to that, I don't know what this world looks like, but you got to believe that the team that we're seeing from when he took over, it would have happened sooner.
2 months of Todd McClellan, roughly, at this point. And they're a much improved hockey team. They've erased their awful start. They're in the playoffs today. They took 3 or 4 points over the weekend. I still expect them to make the playoffs. And part of that confidence comes from the fact that I think they have no choice. They have to add at the trade deadline. They didn't last year, and they missed by a point. Yzerman was not urgent this last offseason and was not urgent with the coaching decision until post-Christmas. But he said at the time that they need to expedite this. He owes it to those guys in the locker room that if they are still fighting on the bubble, that he will help cement them as a playoff team. That does not mean giving up first-round picks for rentals, because I know the Iserbots are going to bristle at that. They have an extra third. They could use an extra defenseman, an extra depth forward. And if they can find a guy who would be here long-term, yeah, they should be giving up draft picks. They should have drafted the foundation six drafts into the Iser plan to where now those guys are starting to come up and make some noise, and they need to. They owe it to those guys in the dressing room to add at the deadline. So we have two questions here. The first is, do you still feel like this team's making the playoffs? Have doubts crept in? And I don't want to ask people if they should add at the deadline. I feel like that's an obvious answer. Yes, they should add at the deadline. Where does this team need to upgrade most at the trade deadline? 248-539-9797.
I think they need defensive help. You could say they could upgrade really at every level. Mm-hmm. But I think defensive help, and a lot of people might say goalie. I just don't know what the answer would be at goalie.
Most teams aren't giving up a number one goalie at the trade deadline.
No, even if they're selling.
And Detroit has two number twos, is what I would say. Talbot and Lyon, and they're just trying to piece it together. Don't have to burn one guy by playing him too much. Can keep both fresh enough, hope one gets hot, and just kind of stay afloat. They've got Kosa coming down the pipe here. I don't think they're going to make a big splash at goalie. I would be interested if they could find a number two center. I think that's priority one organizationally, deadline or offseason. But defense, there's always a guy available at the deadline. Teams are always selling off Band-Aid blue liners, and I think this team could absolutely use one. They're playing two rookies in their top four, and Johansson's playing his offhand. It'd be nice to have a little bit of depth there. I mean, Sider and Edvinson can't play together because they don't have enough good defensemen. McClellan made a good decision splitting them, but it just shows you they aren't very deep there. And the other thing is, when Petrie comes back, I don't want there to be a roster spot. So if they could add a defenseman, I think that helps you there too. 248-539-9797. Tom, you were at the game. I was at the game too. Sunday could have gone south in a hurry. I mean, it nearly did.
I'm pretty glass half full on this weekend. I mean, they were coming back from the break. I thought, in general, in the league this weekend, the teams were very erratic. There was a lot of like weird outcomes, blowouts and stuff. And mm-hmm. I think it's just the impact.
2 week layoff.
Yeah, and then which players on your teams played in the Four Nations and which didn't. You know, they didn't get that time off. I don't really think that factored into the Wings whatsoever. But the bottom line, I'm glass half full after this weekend. They got 3 out of 4 points. You know what? Don't you take that every two games?
I mean,
that's a pretty good point percentage when it breaks down to things. So, the bigger thing is coming up with the Blue Jackets. These are big games. Columbus is right behind them. And they play a home and home with ones at Ohio Stadium Saturday. But that's going to be huge in telling. But yeah, I think you nailed it with the way you phrase it, Jim, in terms of Iserman owes the roster some extra talent, some things that they have in need, and those players are out there. Now, you can argue what they should give up. I mean, the big one would be if they actually look back into Dylan Cousins with Buffalo because of his contract. That's a humongous franchise-altering move that I'm not in favor of right now. To me, that's something you reconsider in the summer maybe, but, I mean, he's really not performing statistically. But, I mean, a great name that's out there, one of my favorite names in hockey, is Rasmus Ristolainen.
Philly.
I love that name.
Philly, yeah.
Defenseman that might fit in here, way cheaper deal.
Big but body, right shot.
I just don't know if there's somebody out there at the center position that can help them. But the thing is, like, I think people, you need to realize they had 30 points on December 26th, and now they have 64. They've gotten 34 points in still less than 2 months. They're different than these other teams. How different? Well, I don't think you can keep playing at that level, but I do think they are above most of these teams. Like, enough's enough with the Rangers making their charge. Is Boston cooked? Who knows?
Well, and they may be. I mean, if you start to see whispers, they lose another defenseman on long-term IR. They're out. Do they need to do a retool? I know they would never want to admit that they're rebuilding there. But, yeah, I mean, the moment is there for the Wings. They've wrestled themselves out of this hole. They have the star power. I mean, you see what Dylan Larkin did on the world stage. Patrick mm-hmm. Kane is still one of these closers, albeit he's not a great two-way player. He's still a closer. Lucas Raymond, first game out of the break, he scores a goal. DeBrincat's been red hot in the first two games out. They have the star power on this team.
You're talking about all offense there.
I know. Mo Sider and Simon Edvinson, I'd like to get them a little more help. Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying. But I feel like this team, as constructed, should squeak in. But Iserman's job isn't to squeak in. It's to give them a little more ammunition to be in. I don't know how many years you want to dance around whether you're going to get in or not. Like, they have to do something.
Well, don't they have to get in this year just to kind of provide somewhat of hope or taking a step? I mean,
to do anything to placate fans, but you do need to push your organization forward.
What's it going to hurt, though, to go out there and get what we're talking about? I mean, the Cousins thing's a completely game changer. I don't want them to do that. But going out and getting a fourth defenseman,
yeah,
that's cheap. Do it. Sacrifice a pick. That pick's not going to matter for four years.
They have eight picks in the upcoming draft, and to your point, outside of a first-round pick, none of them are going to be here in the next 4 years. So, yeah, you got your foundation. Let's see a little progress. And I think it only makes sense for them to be buyers, albeit conservative buyers.
Sure.
But buyers nonetheless.
Yeah, just add. I mean, and you just, if you listen to what Steve Yzerman said after making the coaching change, it feels like it just rang to me that they were, having seen now what they've done since Todd McClellan has been coach, that it leads me to believe that even if it's conservative, that he will try and add something to this roster.
248-539-9797. Where are you at out of the break here? You saw two games. You saw him blow two third period leads. You're starting to waver in the confidence, and what do you want to see them do with the deadline? It's 97.1.
If you're looking for a great place to work out, Planet Fitness is the spot you need to be. It could be tough to get outside right now, whether it's just to get out and run or out in the garage. You can have all you need in a squeaky clean, welcoming environment at Planet Fitness. And we all have different reasons why we want to go work out. Mine is I want to be able to play with the kids. You know, Lucy's 19. She plays tennis. I've got basketball, baseball, football, and who knows what the heck Teddy's going to be into. But I know I want to be on the floor playing with him and not have all the aches and pains getting up. So once you find your reason, Planet Fitness is the place to do it, and it's easy to get it done, and it's not that expensive. It's a dollar down, $15 a month, gets you in the door. Every single membership, every level of membership comes with free fitness training. If you want a little bit more, you get their Black Card membership, and you get access to their Black Card Spa. You get access to over 2,600 locations nationwide. There's 50 of them here in Detroit, 15 in Grand Rapids, 6 in Toledo. They've updated all of them, so they've got great equipment and a lot of variety to your workout. All you need to do is find your nearest club and join today. In club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet. Planet Fitness.
You're on the man advantage in overtime. You lose the game. Blew a two-goal lead on Saturday. You missed the playoffs. Those are the games you look back at. And they nearly blew a two-goal lead and lost again yesterday. So you throw those two in with a tight race, a tough schedule, and what happened a year ago. And we've asked people, do you still feel like this is a playoff team? And I do, and John does, albeit you said 51%.
Yeah, I'm teetering.
Yes.
And you mentioned how important every point is. We have a heightened awareness. When you lose out because of a tiebreaker and one single point would have put you in the playoffs last year, you look at Saturday and you think, is that one point going to bite you in the backside at the end of the season?
Ticket Texter says, I agree with both of you. Defense is their number one priority. I'm at 51%. They don't make it because I don't think this defense is good enough, and I don't think Yzerman makes a move. He never does. Jacob in a truck.
Well, saying he never does is not wrong, but it doesn't mean he won't.
He owes this team that. They were within a point last year. They didn't add at the deadline. At some point, you got to step up and improve. You got a good young team. You got some star power. You have to fill in the cracks. And I think they could use a defenseman. If there's a number two center out there, certainly you take a big swing, but they should be looking to add. They should be trying to win. They're past the whole picks and rebuild thing. They got to start making the playoffs.
They do. And I mean, at some point, you got to be a playoff team. And you can't just be, well, you know, we think at the beginning of the year, we expectations are being the playoffs. No, you actually have to do it.
Let's get to Dennis. We'll read more ticket texts, but let's get to the phones. Dennis in Farmington Hills, good morning.
Hi. Hey, all the things you guys have talked about, I think, are pretty much what I would say, except Ruth Delanen might be a good ad. But I think Eisman's got to go a little bigger here. Mm. I hear the name Owen Power out there. I hear the name Bowen Byron. They need to add an age-appropriate defenseman that's going to improve this defense. It's just not deep enough. Their third pairing will cause them a lot of problems going forward. As far as the Cousins or the secondary scoring, it is a major issue. I don't know how you change that right away. And if you wanted to go really big, what about Elias Pettersson for Vancouver? I mean, I know this might be a pipe dream, but he's really kind of fallen off the map, but he would be a perfect fit in Detroit. It would cost you a lot of draft capital. But I think Yzerman, the one thing I want to say to you guys is Yzerman's got to do something rather big, not just a stopgap. I think it's time that he has to prove in a trade he could do something big.
I think we're all waiting for the big move, the big shakeup, the big bold decision. He gave up a first for DeBrincat, but that thing kind of fell into his lap. He's from here. He angled to come here. You'd like to see Yzerman work some of this magic that we heard all about. You know, you draft well, but you have to put the team together too, and a big trade would go a long way.
Could there be any juice for Elias Pettersson?
It's interesting. He's fallen out of favor. He's a great player. He did not have a great...
I've seen his name pop up, but it's just in people saying, well, this would be a nice match. It, sure, there's a lot of nice matches.
So Owen Power, seriously, he signed through 31. They just signed him. I don't see that as being reasonable. And again, I think if you're going down that crazy road, that's a summer move. You're not doing something like that at the trade deadline.
So Pettersson is on a massive deal. He signed an 8-year, $92 million deal. He'd be the highest paid wing if he was here. I believe it also comes with a no trade clause that kicks in starting next season. So you really have to do your homework on that.
You'd be locked in.
Yeah, so you need to know. And I get he's Swedish. You got some Swedes in there. But if you have to do your homework and make sure that you wouldn't be bringing in a guy who would disrupt what you're building.
Right, so salary probably is the biggest obstacle. But you might be able to get him for less because of the future no trade clause.
Yes.
So Byram is a free agent after this season. Yes. I'd have to look a little closer
on the fly here.
In
Buffalo right
if
now,
he's restricted or unrestricted, not sure.
I believe restricted. But
so anyways, he's an interesting player because he was like fourth overall or something, like third overall maybe even.
Colorado.
He went right ahead of when the Wings picked, I remember. Pretty close because I remember going into that draft, we were looking at him as a potential player. He's a decent player in my mind. I probably hasn't lived up to where he's been picked, but that's a rental, and it might be a guy that if he fits in nice on a trial basis here that you re-sign, and then you've got a 24-year-old defenseman.
Again, they're building this nucleus. Seider, Edvinson, eventually they'll get Sandin Pellikka, who everybody's raving about over in Sweden. You start to put together 3-4 of these young defensemen where you could have something here foundationally.
Yeah, to me, like a guy like Byer, I just think in the end it's a vet who costs you very little draft capital. You did something, the roster deserves it, but I don't want to see anything too big here because of what you just said. You've got to still can't block anybody, right, Jim?
Oh,
you missed that last week, by the way. I took a shot at some point. We were talking Tigers, and I said, well, we can't block this guy.
I'll take a text. You're having some fun with that, too. This one says, it's probably too early to buy at the deadline. It takes 7 to 10 years. Signed, Ken Holland. So. this one says, need some addition by subtraction. Get rid of Tarasenko. Free up some cap space to trade for someone else or call someone up from Grand Rapids and use the money in the offseason. The Tarasenko thing is going to be interesting. It has not been a good fit. He is a vet. A contender may call. He signed for this year and next. But that's kind of a seller's move. You're in the playoffs. It'd have to be part of a bigger offseason or part of a bigger deadline picture if
they
move Tarasenko.
Yeah, if you're looking to free up some salary cap space, it might be a way to do it.
Make something else possible. If they don't make it and add at the deadline, we need to have a conversation about Yzerman going forward. Texter says he's been a failure in his time here.
I think they're with Derek Lalonde as the coach. That was certainly going to be more of the conversation. Better late than never, but part of the conversation has to be he waited too long.
It will be the conversation if they fall short, especially if he didn't add at the deadline either. Like if he just kind of let them
languish. We added what we wanted to do on ice in the offseason, and his expectations were that they should have been contending for a playoff spot, and they are contending for a playoff spot.
But you notice how you always... It's like he gives himself wiggle room. That's part of never giving us a timeline. It's part of never actually saying, I expect to make the playoffs. It's
right. Setting expectations. Publicly setting expectations. Because you got to live up to them.
Right. And you don't always. Like, the Lions came out and said, the whole enchilada was Dan Campbell's quote.
Yeah.
And Brad Holmes said, we're chasing the Super Bowl. They didn't win it.
And sure, it probably hurts more when you put that out there publicly and you come short. But, I mean, you got to set that standard for and that expectation for your players.
Absolutely right. Texter says, add a gritty defenseman. So many times there are guys in front of the net, not playing a body, not moving guys out of the way from the net front. Someone needs to punch someone in the face. This team is too soft right now. And that's been a Red Wing opinion for 25, 30 years. I did like seeing Sherratt stick up for Rasmussen yesterday, who got hit kind of a blindside cheap shot. Look, you can always use a little more grit on the blue line.
Sure. I mean, everybody loves toughness.
Man, Wallman to the Sharks for cap relief looks even worse right now. Josh in Otisville. Yeah, some more criticism of Yzerman. This weekend was a letdown. They need to close games. I still believe McClellan will get it fixed, though, so still has them making the playoffs. And I do, too. And you do, too.
Yeah, I mean, I do trust Todd McClellan, and I trust that they will be a team that gets into the playoffs.
All right, let's talk Michigan hoops coming up next. Okay, we talked Spartans. Don't worry, guys. Your team won. If you're a Spartan fan, use the Odyssey app. Use the Rewind. We talked a lot about the game Friday night. But before they even tip things off, Dusty May got a contract extension in his first year. Was it premature? It's 97-1.